Thanks, Becco. And this is Cassie with the latest Triple M Aussie Rock News. Cold Chisel have just played the final show of their Blood Moon national tour this weekend. And the band have heavily hinted it will be the last tour ever.
You got to remember, I'm 63, nearly 64, and I'm the young fellow in the band. Yeah, I never say never, but I've just got a feeling this will be the last.
If you want to relive the awesomeness that is Cold Chisel live, check out the band's new film clip for the single Killing Time online now. Bluesfest have expanded their already huge lineup, with local musician Hearts joining Crowded House, Lenny Kravitz, Alanis Morissette, Eagles of Death Metal, Patti Smith, and heaps more. Visit our website for all the ticket info. Don't miss Aussie band Airborne, who are on tour with Alice Cooper this week. Green Day have announced their Australian tour last week.
Hi, we're the Green Day Trio.
With the exception of Adelaide, and Adelaide have had enough.
What is wrong with Adelaide?
If you want to see more live music in Adelaide, sign the petition online now.
They are open to this if they get the response they need.
The concert for National Bushfire Relief, Firefight, with Queen, Amy Shark, Alice Cooper and more, is happening in Sydney this weekend. And the concert has partnered up with clothing retailer Cotton On to design and sell a limited edition fundraiser t-shirt that's available online now. 100% of the proceeds from the sales of the tee will go directly to the National Bushfire Relief efforts. Also playing Firefight this weekend is Icehouse, who headlined Australia's largest free music festival, St Kilda Fest, this weekend. Celebrating the band's first appearance at the festival, which was at the very first instalment of St Kilda Festival 40 years ago. Playing a classic flower set, the band's leader, Ivor Davies, announced he's planning on retiring this May. To stay up to date with the latest rock interviews and news, subscribe on the Triple M app now. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M Aussie Rock News this week.